The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, nice that you're back. It's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Have you ever thought about the fact that pretty much every toothpaste on the market contains a compound called fluoride? Frank from the German city of Hanover wants to know, why does fluoride make your teeth hard? Your chewing apparatus has to be pretty stable to be able to cope with all the sustenance we shove into it every day. The outermost layer of a tooth, the enamel, is actually the hardest substance that the human body produces. It consists of a mineral called hydroxyl apatite. At an atomic level, this compound is made up of a crystal lattice consisting of calcium ions, phosphate ions, and what are called hydroxide ions, the origin of the first part of the compound's name. The stable framework they create is what gives enamel its great durability. You have to scratch a tooth with a steel knife to do any real damage. Don't try that at home, by the way. But just like Superman, even the toughest of materials can have a glaring weakness. With hydroxyl apatite, the Achilles heel is acid. Our teeth come into contact with acids in a variety of ways. Fruits contain them, for example, while many drinks also contain citric acid. And then there's lactic acid. Your mouth is home sweet home to a lot of bacteria, and when they absorb sugar and break it down to obtain energy through the process of fermentation, one of the byproducts is lactic acid, and it heads straight for your teeth. The weak links in the crystal lattice are the hydroxide ions. Acids contain free hydrogen ions, naked protons, and the more of them there are, the stronger the acid. The hydrogen ions in the acid react with the hydroxide ions to create water, a process also known as neutralization reaction. In and of itself, the water doesn't pose a problem, but the reaction also dissolves the neighboring calcium and phosphate components in the lattice, and the water washes them out. That creates breaches in the once strong framework of the hydroxyl apatite, and it slowly begins to decay. Holes appear in the enamel, and it becomes brittle and rotten. This condition is known medically as caries, and if you have it, then it is time to look for a dentist to fix your teeth back up again. The substance found as an additive in toothpaste is generally sodium fluoride, or a derivative that helps make the outer layer of enamel more resistant to an acid attack. In chemical terms, sodium fluoride is a member of the family of salts that are used to create hydrogen fluoride. The fluoride molecules do a nifty thing. They replace the hydroxide ions on the surface of the tooth enamel and convert the substance there from hydroxyl apatite to fluorapatite. This form of apatite is much more effective at fending off acid. The fluoride molecules don't react with the hydrogen ions in the acid. That means the crystal lattice remains stable and holes don't form in the teeth as quickly. However, it only works if you brush your teeth regularly. The thin protective layer that keeps caries from gaining a foothold has to be constantly renewed. Oh, just thinking about cavities makes me want to brush my teeth.
Let's talk about something else next time.
Take care and tune in again soon for the latest updates from the world of chemistry. Until then, this is Jeff, your chemical reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.